It's Thursday, April 27th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in Eritrea, Africa, arrested over 100 Christians in the country's capital earlier this month. The group of Christians was primarily made up of students who were gathered for a time of singing and worship. Now, they are in the infamous Misurwa prison, known for its brutal treatment of prisoners. This increases the number of Christians imprisoned indefinitely, without trial, to over 500. Release International describes the country, quote, as the North Korea of Africa, resembling one giant prison, end quote. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Eritrea, ranked fourth on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. A new survey from Pew Research found that people across Europe and North America say it is not necessary to believe in God to be moral and have good values. People in Southeast Asia and the Middle East were more likely to say belief in God is necessary for morality. In the U.S., 65% of adults say morality is possible without God. Majorities across nearly every demographic agreed, except among Protestants. The country with the highest level of support for separating God and morality is Sweden at 90%, followed by Australia at 85%, France at 77%, and the United Kingdom and the Netherlands, which were both tied at 76%. Speaking of the Netherlands, the Western European country announced earlier this month that it will expand access to euthanasia. Back in 2022, the Netherlands became the first country to legalize such killings. Currently, terminally ill babies under 1 year of age and children over 12 can be euthanized. The new expanded policy will allow the killing of terminally ill children between 1 and 12 years of age. In the U.S., a Christian substitute teacher recently won a case against a Georgia school district. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Lindsay Barr in the case against Bryan County Schools. The school fired Barr last year after she voiced concerns over a book depicting homosexuality that would be read at the school library. Under the recent settlement, the school must pay over $180,000 and reinstate Barr. On April 14th, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis signed a law banning abortion pill reversals. However, Bella Health is challenging the law. The faith-based clinic provides abortion pill reversals and says the new law violates free speech and religious exercise. Women who get medication abortions must take two drugs. Many women regret the process after taking the first drug and can reverse it through the abortion pill reversal protocol. The Abortion Pill Rescue Network estimates that the lives of over 4,000 babies were saved just last year through such reversals. Speaking of the centennial state, this week marks 56 years since Colorado became the first state in the U.S. to loosen restrictions on abortion. Republican Governor John Love signed the pro-abortion law on April 25, 1967. The law legalized the killing of unborn babies in cases of rape or incest, the likelihood of a deformed baby, and the life or mental health of the mother. In Proverbs 8, verse 36, wisdom says, "He who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death." And finally, Arizona Christian University released its latest research on how the faith of Americans has shifted since the COVID-19 pandemic. The incidence of biblical worldview in the population has dropped from 6% to 4%. Church attendance has declined by 6 percentage points to 33% of the adult population. That's 15 million fewer churchgoers each week. The study identified one-third of the population as born-again Christian, or those who believe they will go to heaven because they have confessed their sins and accepted Jesus as their Savior. Among that demographic, people who believe they have a God-given calling or purpose in life is down 42 percentage points, and deep commitment to practicing one's religious faith is down 35 percentage points. 1 John 2:24 says, Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 27th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.